Kotzeteira Achrei 52 is Dalid. Last thing now, the Rebbe was explaining that in order for the fire, which Hashem is Eshechlehu, and therefore you need the fuel for it, but the fuel is only real fuel when it actually consumes, which is a level of Bittul. But just like there is in Kedusha, this fire and this fuel and this whole thing, and just like in Kedusha, there's the slingshot going up, so you have the slingshot going down. In Klipa, you also have the fire with the fuel and going all the way down. So he says, what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is to do tshuva, he says. Okay, especially Aser Simei Tshuva. What's the inyan of Aser Simei Tshuva L'Cheira? Why are you asking Mechila? The Alter Rebbe said, why are you asking Hashem forgiveness? Forgiveness is when you do something bad. But by Hashem, he couldn't care less what we do. So therefore the question is, what is the concept of Mechila? And he says, Mechila is the great Rachmanis that we have in a Nefesh that it fell from all the way up to all the way down. That's what we're getting Mechila for. Okay, so he says like this. Yehine, B'meish Rabbeinu Ksiv, B'meish Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, Hashem said to him after the ego, V'samticha b'nikras atzur, I'm going to put you in the crack of the rock. Shereitz elaheiru yud gomu midas arachmim. When Hashem wanted to reveal the Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, have mercy, this, you know, Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu, lo ya'ani adam v'choy, no person could see me. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, come on, let's go. So Hashem said, okay, I'm going to hide you in the rock, and I'm going to pass over. What does that mean? That's the level of Tzur El Yimok of Yishedish, called Shoshi Yishavos. Tzur represents the Shedish of all creations, like it says, Abit or Tzur Chatzavtem. Look at the rock that you were carved out from, V'nikra Tzur. Why is Hashem called the Tzur? Tzur is a flintstone, a rock. K'mei l'moshul Tzur ha'chalomish. Just like the moshul of a flintstone. Shema k'mei le'tzio eish. When you want to create fire, you rub two stones together. That's called the Tzur ha'chalomish. And you create fire. Which means, she'yaseid o eish ha'behu b'keyach. The source, I mean, the element of fire in the Tzur ha'chalomish is hidden. Chassidus explains, which represents different levels of the neshama. There's a level of open fire that you see the fire. Then you have coals that are burning hot. But when you look at it, you don't see a fire unless you blow at it. Like the bellows, or you blow at it. And then there's what's called Tzur ha'chalomish. Tzur ha'chalomish means a flintstone. Now this flintstone, you touch it, it's cold. It could even be in water for who knows how many years. You take it out, you rub it together, you create fire. That means it is the source of fire. But the source of fire in the Tzur ha'chalomish in the flintstone is very, very limited. It's very hidden, not limited, hidden. And he says, and therefore Hashem is called Tzur. He's the source of everything, but everything is in him in a way of potential, not physical, actual things in Hashem. It's the source of all sorts of Yudke Vavke and the source of creation. Okay, it's only potential. Which is a level of Eshaychluhu. But, Bachin is Sur. He says, but that's the level of Tzur Shemimenu Nimshim Nisav Bachin is Eshaychluhu. And now, that is a hidden level. Okay, so what does that mean? He says like this. V'hine Godol Kechen Shabali Tshuva. He speaks, Dal Trebbe mentioned before, that the lower the thing, the higher, when you do tshuva, the higher it goes. He speaks about the tshuva, that the avedis become mitzvahs. Ad shemagiyim abachinas atzur anal. Okay? That you come to the level of tzur. What does that mean? L'moshel mnich b'moir eish. What happens if the fire goes out? So how do you replenish the fire? From the tzur ha'chalomish, right? You create a new fire. Meitzin eish mitzur ha'chalomish. Kach inyin, the same thing about tshuva. It become because of their avedas, becomes concealed within them, this burning fire. Because they don't have the wick or the wood the sachach is bohem that the earth should hold on to shehem and terem aishim teim, which are terem aishim teim. So he says, like, somebody who sinned doesn't have the fire because he has the fire needs fuel. Fuel is terem mitzvahs. They don't terem mitzvahs, they're sinning, right? They don't know anything. So therefore, there is no flame. So therefore, the fire is lost. How do you replenish the fire? From the Tzura Chalamish. How do you rub the Tzura Chalamish? That he said, that's the meridus. The bitterness is what rubs the stone of the Tzur, which is the source of the Neshama, and therefore it creates a new fire. By the deep bitterness of the essence of the heart, which is above time and place. Ben Chav is Bizmanu Mokum Klal, and it doesn't even want time and place. Shemei is Bechai Nafshi, that he just doesn't want to live. That level of true we're talking about. Like it says, Rabbi Lozer Ben Dodaya, Shebocha Ad Yitzias Nishmosi until he died. We're talking about that level of Balshuva. Like Rabbi Lozer Ben Dodaya, that Imamish went out, he died crying in Tshuva. Harimach Ben Zeh, because of that, Magia Lebchinas Hatzur. Therefore, what happens when that person does that level of tshuva? They reach a place which is the source of all fire, so to speak, which is the level of Tzura Chalamish, and that meridus rubs the fire together, the stones together, and it creates a new fire. That's the level of Baal Tshuva. What?
The other place where Moshe Rabbeinu wants to see the back of Hashem over there is potential also, but it's different from here.
No, it's a Jew's sin. It's the same level of Aved. He lost the fuel. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to recreate the fuel. So where did Hashem put him? In the Tzur. Again, representing the rubbing of the Tzur. Because over there, in the potential, it's always there. It's exactly in Baal Tshuva. After the Eagle, the Eden became Baal Tshuva. By Matan Teder Tzadikim, afterwards he sinned and Egel, he became Bali Tshuva. That's why the Luchas Shnius, the second Luchas that were given as Bali Tshuva and Yom Kippur, made the Jews greater than they were from the first Luchas.
So that's why Hashem put him in the sewer?
Mm-hmm. Not in the sewer. In the tzur. Tzur is a flintstone. The rock. Lachain Yot Sabaskul. And therefore, by the blows of the day, the Gemara says, a voice came out from him, Meshum Zuman Lechaya Elam Abba, that he's ready for Elam Abba, Kamaisha Tzadikim, Shenanim Iziv Tadasim Avaydasim. Just like a tzadik has the fuel, so he says, Lechaya Avshal Hoyal Terem Mitzvahs. Ah, he didn't have Terem Mitzvahs. How can he go to Elam Abba? You need Terem Mitzvahs to go to Elam Abba. Because that's the food and the clothing in Olam Haba is the Torah mitzvahs we did in this world. So Lechera, how could Rabbi Lozer ben Dodaya, who wasn't so great, he didn't do that many mitzvahs, how can he go to Olam Haba? He said, because he reached a level higher than Torah mitzvahs. And that's the level of Tzur, and therefore Hashem is called Tzur, Tzur Yisrael. Hashem is called the why? Because it has in it the fire of of Eish Eichlehu in a way of potential. He says, Achloi kol adam zeichlezeh. That's what Rabbi Lozer ben Dodaya married to this level. A regular Yid, what?
He has to get on that age and that stage that he could. You know, on that time he could do.
That's what he did. Rabbi Lozer ben Dodaya reached a level higher in Torah mitzvahs of Machatos Matifu by Rabbi Shechem Matasalei, and that was the tzur that reignited the fire. So that became the fuel. That was the fuel of for his Olam Haba. But because not everybody merits that, Chayin on a Mispalul. Therefore, we daven Hashiveinu Hashem Elacha v'Nashuva. Hashem should return us, right? And then we say, "B'tshuva Shleima lefanecha." What does it mean? That it should be Tchila Serus Dola'elo. We're asking Hashem, okay, listen, I'm very low. It's not happening from my end. So you please bring us back. It ain't no B'tshuva Shleima. You should bring us back to Tshuva Shleima. That it should be Acha Kacha Serus Dola'elo v'Nashuva. What do we say? Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nishmakaleinu. And not in Shmoneh in Slichas, right? Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, you should return us v'nen v'nashuva. Why is it coming from Hashem? Because we say we're not on the level to be able to do this on our own, like by Mitzrayim. It had to be the revelation from above. Avki le'elam, even though l'cha'era, yisrusa de l'sata, toli yisrusa de l'ela. So l'cha'era, how are we asking Hashem to start? Yisrusa de l'sata has to awaken the yisrusa de l'ela. So how can that work? So that's what we say, afa b'gen chadish shemenu k'kedem. What does the pasuk say? Hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'nashuva. Chadish shemenu k'kedem. What do you mean chadish shemenu? Which kedem? He says like it was at the beginning of creation, there was no avay, there was only from above, of the chesed of Hashem. So that's what we're davening. I'm not going to do it because I fell very low. So we're asking you, Hashem, please awaken this love of Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. How can it come from above if we're not doing it? It has to start from us. You say, Chadish Shemenu K'kedem, it should be the way it was at the beginning of creation. The kedem, yeah. Ki kmei shayet chilem b'riyas elemus. Machim z'ritzeni hatev. Does say it was the beginning of creation. It was chofetz chesru kilo elem chazdei. V'yin chadish shemenu. What do you mean chadish shemenu k'kedem? Chadish k'kedem. What do you mean yemenu? What do you mean our days? Ki ayom imanikroim. What are days called? Hamshachas eravaya. Like we say, why do the spheres are called Yom, right? Yom echad lo'im, yom echad lo'im, yom sheni. What is Yom? Yom is a revelation. What is Sfira? Sfira means counting, but it also means revelation. So the Sfiras are revelations of God. Therefore, they're called Yom. And therefore, it says, Sheishis Yomim Asa Hashem. Hashem created the world with the 6 days, meaning with the six Sfiras. Like it says, La'asud Lavi, La'iyah L'cha Eid Hashem, Mishla'er Yomim. Hashem is Avay is going to be the revelation. That's what we ask. It should come the new revelation from the level of Tzur, which is the potential for fire. Even though the person who sinned, all of us, lost this or the fire from above. Because we don't have the fuel. So what do we say? Just like at the beginning of creation, you revealed yourself on the Eden without their avodah. That's what we're asking when we do tshuva. We don't say it. No. Ashkenaz says it. They make a whole speech. Maybe they want to do tshuva, I don't know. We don't say it. That's what you say.
Yes.
We don't say it.
Yeah, what do you say?
Huh?
When you say go back to
the Kekedim, no. Kekedim, like, was the beginning of creation, that Hashem did it on his own without us. He revealed himself to us without us working. Zehu kibi yem azeh, which is yem akipurim, yem tshuva. Shema'er u'mizgal u'lamat, b'chinez chofetz chesed. What are we asking Yom Kippur, which is the tshuva day? We're asking Hashem, and at the beginning of the Maimed, Al Treb asked the question, it says, b'yem azeh yichaper aleichem, and it doesn't say who. It should say yichaper Hashem aleichem, right? So he's answering now, because what happens on Yom Kippur, we reach a level higher than Yud Kei Vavkei. Because Yud Kei Vavkei is affected when we sin. Like you're saying, Kirishma Lamita, if I did this sin, affected the Yud, and this, and the Hey, and the Vav, and the Hey, it all becomes affected. Because Yud Kei Vavkei is a level that's connected to the world. The level of godliness, which is connected to the world, is affected by our sins. The Shechin is in Golos. We affect the whole Yud Kei Vavkei. So what are we saying? What happens with Tshuva? Tshuva taps into a level which is higher than Yud Kei Vavkei. Right, and therefore, what do we say? Yem azeh yechaper aleichem. We're not talking about the level of Yudkei Vavkei, because in order to get tshuva, he says you have to reach the level of tzur, which is higher than Yudkei Vavkei, which is only the potential of creation, not actual creation. Like the tzur halamish is the potential of fire. So therefore, what is the pasuk saying? And the day of Yom Kippur, where do you get forgiveness from? You can't get forgiveness from Avaya, because Avaya was blemished, and therefore you have to tap into deeper than Yudkei Vavkei, the level of Tzur, and therefore it doesn't say who's going to forgive, because it's taka higher than Yudkei Vavkei. And therefore the pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem Tetaru, higher than Yudkei Vavkei. Why is that? Because on Yom Kippur, like we learned many times, there's five tefillas corresponding with Yechida, which is the essence of the Jew, connected to the Yochid, which is the essence of Hashem. So what happens on Yom Kippur, how do we get forgiveness? Because we tap into the level of Yechid of the Nefesh, which taps into the Yochid of Hashem, which is higher than Yudkei Vavkei, and therefore he can forgive.
Sin cannot exist at that
level. At that level there is no sins. Essence, even higher than Makiv. During the week, we learned, during the week, we have three tefillas. It says in Kabbalah like this. During the week, the level of nefesh, ruach, and neshama are revealed in the person. Nefesh is action, ruach are the midas, the emotions, neshama is seichel, the intellect. So during the week, we have nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Therefore, we have three tefillas. Shachris mincha maivar, maivar of shachris mincha. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a greater revelation of Elokus than normal. It's the Makifim level. That's the level of Chaya, right? Makifim level, willpower, Rotzen. And therefore, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have four tefillas, Musaf. But on Yom Kippur, we have five, because that's Yechida. So even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we only reach Chaya. Yom Kippur is a level of Yechida. That's the level of Tzur. That's the level of the essence. And he says, Kvedel, Kabiyem is a Yechapa, which is Yom Kippur, Yom HaTshuva, Shema'erum is Galil Lamata, Pachinus Chafetz Chesed, we reveal that level of the essence through the five tefillas, like we said, which reveals Yechida, L'kach Yechapa Aleichem Stam, Mandel Esther Shem Yediyah, the one that doesn't have a name, or in simple level, is the level of Anechi. Okay, therefore it says, Anechi, Anechi, Yimecha Psha'echa. What erases the sins? The level of Anechi. Kishem is Havaya, the names of Yudki Vavke, Merdin Alam Shachem, Ayin Liesh. The concept of the worlds, that's the revelation. Mehelam alagila from the hidden to the revealed to be mamala kolam and a save of kolam. Mashen ka kodesh baruch hu bechved of atzmi. Lo shaykh all of leiman Hashem's essence. You can't say not mamala, not save of, because ain't a begedet almin klal. When you say encompassing world, I mean permeating world, encompassing world, it's all world. It's still the level of world. Hashem himself, you can't say he's. Therefore, we say, in this Beinonis, Eichel Mamala Kolam, V'Sevi Kolam, V'Kula Kamei Kolei Choshev. The only thing that exists is Hashem. Misham Makar Aslicha V'Chapara, Neisi Oven V'Arval Pesha, Kilofon, if you is Baruch Be, because by Hashem, L'Gabi Etz, and Mohusi Kavi Yochon, the essence of Hashem, there's no Pgam, blemish, or Oven V'Pesha, only revelation of Elokus. And therefore, how do you get forgiven? Tapping in to the level of Anechi, the essence of Hashem. Over there, there's no sin. Like you said, there's no sins there. It's the essential bond, no sins. And he says, where do you have the level of blemishes and sins? In the level of Lukus that comes down through many concealments and garments, and all, that's when sin can affect. But in the essence, it doesn't affect. Literally means before Hashem. What do you mean before Hashem? Higher than Yudkei Vavkei, which is the essence. lifnei avaya dafka. Hainu, b'terim shenetzel b'shichin is amshoch v'chayis. In a level of alokus, which is higher than creation, higher than anything that comes from Hashem, then titaru, shetalu v'tagir l'madrega hi, when you reach that level, to the level of tzur, then you reach that level. And he says, that's why the word titaru, just to say the brackets, is a gematria keser. Lifnei avayit titaru is keser, which is tayag mitzvahs with the 613 plus the 7 rabbinic, bring down tarach amudayet, the 620 columns of kedusha, of ur. Achim chot ala nefesh v'chazer pogam shachas anal. But once you blemish that, see, now you don't have the columns of fire coming down. Tekel zeh de tshuva. And that's the level of titaru that you're being. What do you mean, lifting Hashem titaru? That what's going to happen when you do tshuva, you're going to have the titaru. You're going to have the 620 columns of pillars of fire. Because that's what tshuva reaches, a level that doesn't matter. Which, in again, what we learned many times, this is the level of the Jews as bonim atzam l'shem l'keichem. Bonim atzam l'shem l'keichem means the Yidin are Hashem's children. A child is a child, which is like we learned many times, an essential bond. Whether you behave or misbehave does not make you more child or less child. A child is a child. And therefore behavior in that relationship doesn't matter. And therefore when the Jews do tshuva on Yom Kippur, they reach the level of bonim atzam l'shem l'keichem, which is higher than yudkei vavkei, which is an essential bond of yechida, yechida with yachid. The nesham is yechida, and Hashem is the masculine, which is yachid. So then they have that connection, and all the avedis go, get lost.
They become positive, or they just get lost?
There's a level of tshuva that aveda becomes mitzvahs, which is the highest level, which is greater than a regular mitzvah, because when light is light, it's very nice. But when darkness becomes light, it's a much greater level of light. Right? Yisra minacheshach. When darkness becomes light, it's a much greater light. When avedis become mitzvahs, it's much greater than the level of mitzvahs being mitzvahs. Because it's a transformation.
When we get to that level, is it because sin cannot exist, or it's a level that the sin and the mitzvah are the same?
He said, no, it's not. It's exactly the same thing. Sin doesn't exist because sin and mitzvah is the same thing. Why is the Aveda, you say, Aveda has become a mitzvah. So you say, that level, sins and mitzvahs and Avedas are equal, meaning, what does that mean?
But there's a Kedusha, anything that is not Kedusha.
In that level, it's all the same. Good, bad, Kripa, Kedush, it's all the same. That's why Hashem is able to make Kedusha and Kripa. How can Kedusha make Kripa? Because Hashem is above Kedusha also. It's above everything. Because if you say Hashem is holy and he's not holy, you are limiting him. That he's holy and not holy. So obviously Hashem is holy and not holy, and he's the boss. He does what he wants.
Go after your holiness.